Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
You know, and I've told these stories in part at different places, but there were two people in my life, very cruel, and they were there for a lot of years. And after a long time of thinking of my hurts, I suddenly realized that this one was going to hell. There's no way that she could not go to hell. And I prayed so hard for her not to go to hell. God, please come in so that she doesn't go to hell. I don't care what she's done to me. Wipe it out. Forget it. I don't care. Nothing she's done to me is would I want her to go to hell. So in her last days, I walked in her room and she threw open her arms and said, "Martha, I've been waiting for you. I've made a mess of my life." And I was quite stunned right there to know what to do. And the Lord led me how to help her. I told her, "Put all your sin on the cross of Jesus Christ." And the next day I went in and she said, "I did what you told me to do. And I'm so much better." And I think she didn't go to hell. And it was true of another person. And if we could understand, and this picture of hell tells you it's real. And if you want to see how real it is, for me, it changed my life for this testimony, because she described in detail how horrible it was. And I challenge the listeners to go and hear it, because it changed me about prayer. The one crisis is not what has done to me or you or anything. The crisis of any person who's not born again or who has sin. And I said to someone recently, "I'm glad, I hope you don't die today because you'd go to hell." And they knew it was true.
Well, watching the testimony, it's not, don't go to it thinking Hollywood. It's not done in Hollywood standards. It's
a human.
It's very human. It's a testimony, and they give some visuals, and you know, they're a little more, I don't want to say hokey, but it is a little, you know, it's the reality of what she's talking about. You go into it listening for a testimony, not a wow, sensational presentation, and then you'll be fine.
I have another one that you haven't watched and that I watched several months ago. It's a man named Bill Weiss, W-I-E-S-E. And the title is "Man Who Went to Hell." And this man is a biblical scholar, and he died and went to hell. He would describe something about it, such as the odor was absolutely horrible. And then he would relate it to a word of Scripture.
Yeah, he backed everything up with Scripture. No, I didn't see it, okay, but you told me all about it.
Okay. He everything he experienced, he got in Scripture to prove that God's fair with us. He mm-hmm. tells us. And I'm going through as I'm reading, and I'm seeing something like I read the smell of sulfur. Mm-hmm. And I wrote hell in mm-hmm. my Bible.
Right.
Because that's part of it. He said there was no air, and you were always gasping for air. You couldn't catch your breath because there's no air. And then there was no, there was the fires. And I read the other day, the worm that does not stop.
They're just continually eating you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we want to avoid that. We have a nice little God, and we don't understand that he has, as you say, the right to wrath. But Bill Weiss is so biblical. That's the most credible. And of course, he became a pastor or mm-hmm. was a pastor. And
my first introduction to any of this was in the 90s from Mary Kay Baxter. And I listened to her testimony. And, you know, she was a country woman, and she's very country. and her accent is so thick, and that you could discount her. And I thought, oh God, how interesting that you would use someone that the world would call foolish. You know, I mean, the accent, the Southern accent drops our IQ for whatever reason. It just immediately, we think that, you know, somebody's less intelligent because they have a Southern accent. So, but I heard it and I listened to her testimony and, I read part of her book, but the testimony was more impactful. And she literally talked about the rooms that Jesus walked her through. And there was, you know, people were begging, Jesus to get out of prison. He was down there with her and she said, why don't you let, they're begging you, why don't you let, and he basically showed her, what the true, they were begging, but the true intent of the heart is the second he walked past them, they start spitting and cursing him. So you realize, okay, yeah, that we're not talking about poor, pathetic people. We're talking about evil people.
Evil people, yeah. I looked at one more tonight, and this one is really interesting. It's called From Hell to Heaven, One Man's Journey to Life-Changing Faith. And it was a young man. And he's the reason I wanted to include that is because he spoke of our beliefs. He said, I believed that if I did the best I could, I would just go to heaven. And
well, that's what we're taught from the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the pulpit, that's, you know, most churches mm-hmm. teach.
If
that.
They teach it at all.
Right.
If you're born again, you're safe. I can't. I just know that I told the story in my book on forgiveness of the young man who almost lost his mind, and he had been turned over to the tormentors because he would not forgive his father. And when he forgave, he was healed. That story to me represents God lets us, he goes after us. And these three people that I'm telling you about all came out of hell. They cried out for Jesus, get me out of here. I can't live this forever. I cannot do it. And he brought them out.
But they each talk about it being an eternity. That it just felt like it was going on
this,
and on and
Bill
on.
Bill Weiss was there 23 minutes in hell.
But it felt like forever.
I'm sure. Now, Mary Kay Baxter is in YouTube. I didn't go to her, but she is there. And she's been sharing that testimony for a lot of years. And it's something we avoid if we can.
Sure.
And we can't. That's
right.
The point that I want to make today,
right.
Is that we can't avoid it. It is a reality. And Bill Weiss said, God didn't make hell for believers. God made hell for Satan and his demons. But if we go on that side of the spiritual realm, we are in that realm by choice.
The thing that's frightening is, you know, because I can justify and rationalize and say, well, I'm not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if I look at it towards forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
and anyone I don't forgive, and then I look into my life and I say, who have I not forgiven? You know, I can pull someone, you know, out of the hat, you know, like, pull the rabbit out of your hat. I can pull someone that my forgiveness is not mm-hmm. complete, total.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we all have people that are offending us regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just passing it off or just schluffing it off. Or
you're saying it's like, okay.
It's okay, okay. It's okay, whatever.
No, that's not forgiveness.
It's actual deal with forgiveness.
Yeah. I've had a recent experience of that very, very painful situation. And I've had to work so hard to forgive, to release, to bless. So, but when I worked it through, I was free. And now I have the heart for that person to pray they wouldn't go to hell. The experience I had many years ago and all of these current things, and several people have told me, Martha, I was hung over hell for a year. And it's such to see this is to produce the fear of the Lord in us. And we can deal with that, and then we know that that's the real crisis.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.